BBC Audio presents the Thomas Middleton collection of six full cast productions of his famous Jacobean plays. Thomas Middleton was an English Jacobean playwright and poet. He, with John Fletcher and Ben Jonson, were among the most successful and prolific of playwrights at work in the Jacobean period, and among the few to gain equal success in comedy and tragedy. Considered the true rival to Shakespeare, Middleton learnt to write plays by collaborating with Thomas Dekker, John Webster, and others for the producer Philip Henslowe. Modern interpretations of Middleton's work have recognised that William Rowley and Thomas Dekker are most likely to have been collaborators for some of Middleton's plays, and some of these appear in our collection. However, they are still historically considered Middleton's work. The plays in this collection bring the air of Shakespeare to the listener with a more approachable language style and content that sizzles with humour and satire, focusing on the temptations, murder, deception, and tragedy that surrounds the lives of the women protagonists. We hope you enjoy this collection of Jacobean delights. BBC Audio presents the production of Thomas Middleton's Jacobean classic, The Changeling, in association with William Rowley. Starring Anna Madeley as Beatrice Joanna and Zubin Vala as De Flores. It was first performed at an indoor playhouse called The Phoenix in Drury Lane, London, in May 1622, where it enjoyed immediate success. 18th and 19th century audiences, however, didn't find the play to their taste, and it wasn't till Tony Richardson's landmark production for the English Stage Company at the Royal Court in 1961 that the play was confirmed as a true classic. The setting for our production has been updated to Alicante, Spain, in the 1920s.
'Twas in the temple where I first beheld her, and now again the same. What omen yet follows of that, none but imaginary? Why should my hopes of fate be timorous? The place is holy, so is my intent. I love her beauties to the holy purpose, and that, methinks, admits comparison with man's first creation. The place blessed, and is his right home back if he achieved. The church hath first begun our interview, and that's the place must join us into one. So there's beginning, and perfection too.
Now, Altamira, come. The wind's fair with you. You'll like to have a swift and pleasant passage.
Sure, you're deceived, friend. 'Tis contrary in my best judgment.
What, for Malta? If you could buy a gale amongst the witches, they could not serve you such a lucky penneth as comes a god's name.
E'en now I observed the temple's vein to turn full in my face. I know 'tis against me.
Against you? Then you know not where you are.
Not well, indeed.
Are you not well, sir?
Yes, Jasperino. Unless there be some hidden malady within me that I understand not.
And that I begin to doubt, sir. I never knew your inclinations to travels at a pause, with any cause to hinder it till now. Assure you will want to call your servants up, and help to trap your horses for the speed. At sea, I have seen you weigh the anchor with them, hoist sails for fear to lose the foremost breath, be in continual prayers for fair winds. And have you changed your orisons?
No, friend. I keep the same church, same devotion.
Lover, I'm sure you're none. Your mother nor best friends who have set snares of beauty, aye, and choice ones too, could never trap you that way. What might be the cause?
Lord, how violent thou art. I was but meditating of somewhat I heard within the temple.
The seaman calls, sir. Shall we board your trunks?
No, not today.
It is the critical day, it seems, and the sign in Aquarius.
Keep all on shore. I do not know the end, which needs I must do of an affair in hand ere I can go to sea. My lady.
He's waiting for you. He keeps the time most faithfully.
Oh,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?